Mr. Sanairi Mugusu, the chairperson of Locus 3 from Water Sub County Nicasa District, has raised alarm over persistent gaps in Uganda's education sector, including understaffing in hard-reach areas. Speaking at the commissioning of two classroom blocks and head teacher's office worth 105 million shillings at Third Primary School Nyamerani, presided over by the Kasese District Education Officer, Mr. Ernest Vambale Tabu, on Thursday, Mugusu said understaffing, lack of menstrual hygiene facilities and lack of capitation grant are undermining children's rights and learning outcomes. Mugusu urged government to prioritize teacher recruitment, transfers and fast-track infrastructure projects and increase funding for child-related justice services and menstrual hygiene to be fully integrated into the revised primary school curriculum and budget planning. Mugusu speaking.
Baitu mwuna kwenye challenge nguma haniyama ndibarimu mkana mtu wa nifuwarimu kwa shukuru mkia yeko na yu mwuna yu deliberately inya pamena ima vitu na ulichane transparenta yu heli maso ya shukuru ya yu inya vitu na yu kinga inya vitu mhaji wa mwuna deliberately inya nege heriyendo kwa shukuru. For example, echa kwa primary school mwuma lusha kwa baharimu mwa matu angaraba ndibavere betu wa ndibavere kwa matu unge abo matu hivira babere na yariya yu mwuna maje newa ubana hiyo na rena mava na inspector of school ama yika za mipolisi kwa vini nengu luche esha transpare ta isha na masa na mikali na mani kajiyo wa magri ya shiko shukuri but my surprise na vana kata cha wako le montaju kama sangana eva vini nengu.
Wahabu Masereka, the Chairperson School Management Committee, reported that the school with an enrollment of 453 learners share one stench pit latrine with teachers, which is unhygienic. He called for urgent intervention by government to include the school on capitation grant and construct pit latrines for the safety of learners. Wahabu speaking. In his remarks, Tabu pledged to forward their concerns to government for consideration, as he challenged them to be grateful to government for constructing two classroom blocks and an office just in 3 years of the school existence.